1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. Good morning. Happy Friday. I hope your weekend is off to an awesome start. And it was a little bit of a relief last night. Went to a bar. We were hanging out and having some delicious burgers. And couldn't help but notice that the Detroit Tigers ended their 8-game losing streak. Say what you will, but they barely squeaked in last year. Think of it like this. Last year, they had an incredible run into the playoffs, and then it kind of died down. This year, they had an incredible run, and then they almost squandered it leading into the playoffs. The magic number now for the Tigers is 2. They just got to win 2 games, and that's it. Then they'll be in the playoffs. I believe they're facing Boston next, but it was a big relief watching the Tigers actually win a game, and I don't know, hopefully that'll turn around for them. Maybe they'll pick up and get hot again into the playoffs. That's the most important thing. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. Unfortunate news to report up in Grand Rapids. Skeletones is closing down. This is a music venue that launched in 2000. Very unique music venue. This is mainly a place for high school and young college students to hang out because there are no alcohol or drugs permitted on the premises, which is pretty huge for kids who are straight edge and really just want to go to a show without having to worry about, you know, alcoholic influenced fights breaking out. It was kind of like a DIY venue. They had been around. They had opened up in 2000. I believe they stayed open for 9 years, closed down, and then reopened, but they announced that they're going to be closing again. You can read more about what their future plans are on the 1077 RKR app. I'm curious if you've ever been to this venue. Hit me up on the chat button on the 1077 RKR app or call me at 978-1077. Let me know what, if you have been there, some of the shows that you've checked out up there in Grand Rapids. Skeletones going to be closing out and celebrating the end on New Year's Eve with a show. So that's the best way to go out, personal opinion. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frakehouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1994 is the 9th studio album from REM called Monster. This had 4 big hits off of the album, What's the Frequency, Kenneth, Bang and Blame, Strange Currencies, and Tongue. Now, lead vocalist Michael Stipe maintained a close friendship with both Kurt Cobain and River Phoenix, who passed away the previous year. So it's a very personal album for him. It's a staple. Pick it up. Give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. What's the frequency, Kenneth? This y'all been so trained. I was trained and locked out. Nah, not up to speed. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. As we're getting closer to Halloween, I'm looking for some fun things to do. I'm going to go see Evil Dead the Musical, probably in Midland on the other side of the state. I want to get into some like haunted hayrides and stuff. This is very cool. A haunted trail, and for a good purpose too. It's the Trail of Terror that's going to be going down in Holton, Michigan. Now, this is actually really cool because it's somewhat of a tribute. It's the 11th annual haunted trail that pays tribute to former Fremont student Dakota Murphy, who sadly passed away as a result of a car accident in 2014. So they do this in his memory, and it's a really fun event that they hold over 3 weekends. All the details on this haunted trail are on the 1077 RKR app. If you want to check this out, know what you're kind of getting into. Now, I've seen some of the pictures on their website, and it looks spooky and fun, but they're taking it pretty seriously. They're saying parental discretion is advised, and those with heart conditions should be strongly cautioned during the Trail of Terror. So I don't know if they're trying to overhype you or just legitimately warn you. So I take their word. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. And we're joined in the Prairie Farm studio with my good buddy Rick from Talents Out. Good morning, brother. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So before we get into this and talk about everything we got coming up, just give our audience a little bit of a heads up about what Talents Out does here in Southwest Michigan.
Okay, so Talents Out is an all-volunteer organization. What they do is they arrange day trips from Kalamazoo to Washington, D.C., for World War II veterans, Korean War veterans, and Vietnam War veterans to view their respective memorials. The flight, the ground transportation, the meals, everything is provided to the veteran at no cost.
What are some of the ways that people here in Southwest Michigan can help out Talons Out with getting these vets out to their memorials?
So, again, Talons Out is all volunteer organization, which means pretty much everything we raise goes right to the flight and to the veterans.
Very cool.
Nobody really receives a salary on the team.
Right.
So if you're looking for volunteer opportunities, you can reach out to us via Talons Out. Or we're having this car show tomorrow as a fundraiser. Usually a pretty big car show. If you want to come out and see some really cool cars, maybe make a donation while you're there, be a great way to help out the cause.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get into more info on that in a second. I want to know, what has Talons Out done for you?
So Talons Out has actually touched my family directly. Mm-hmm. My father's a Vietnam War veteran, former POW. He was selected to go on a flight 2 years ago. Each veteran takes with them a guardian, somebody who walk with them throughout the day, make sure their needs are met. They stick to the schedule. Mm-hmm. I got to be his guardian that day.
That's cool.
My father's been very humble about his service. He's never really talked about it much, but seeing him reconnect with some veterans on the flight, seeing him beam with some pride was really cool for us to see. The favorite part of it is probably the welcome home. They put together a pretty cool welcome home with a couple thousand people holding signs, shaking hands, high fives for the veterans when they come home. Him being a Vietnam War veteran and growing up in rural Michigan really didn't get a welcome home.
Right.
So seeing him go through that welcome home function was, I think, provided some closure for him on that part of his life.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because I know that was just such a volatile time in our country's history. We're talking about a war that spanned decades, many presidents. And then when they came home after doing their duty, there was so much hostility over here that they didn't get the proper thanks. And I got to imagine that that is a very kind of full circle moment for those guys being able to go out there, because those memorials are incredibly moving. I went out there the first time to Washington, D.C. last year. It's a completely different feeling than seeing it on TV.
It is. It's hard to walk up to one of them without feeling the emotion or the weight of what is represented by each one of those memorials.
Right. Absolutely. Well, tell me more about this auto show that you have coming up. It's coming up tomorrow, and it's being held at Pfizer, right?
Correct. It's right at 7000 Portage Road. You can't miss it. We'll have a 40 by 60 American flag flying in the parking lot, so you can't miss it. It's one of our front parking lots. Last year, we had over 300 cars. This year, we're looking at a few more.
Wow.
We do get all kinds of cars, too. I mean, we get the old classics. We get the muscle cars. We get the brand new. I think we had 10 or 11 McLarens there last year.
Okay.
So we get quite a selection of cars. It's just really cool to walk around and check out.
What is the time frame for that?
So we are starting at 10 a.m. and running until 2 p.m.
Cool. All right. And again, if you guys want to donate, you'll be able to go there and help out Talons Out as they do these honor flights. And again, I know you guys have a Facebook page. That's just Talons Out Honor Flight, right?
Yes, Talons Out Honor Flight. Or we have a website too, talentsouthonorflight.org.
Perfect. Well, you guys get over there. Make sure to hit up this auto show. It's going down tomorrow at Pfizer, 10 to 2. Talons Out doing amazing work. And thank you for coming in today and sharing your story with us. And we thank you for being here and doing what you do for the community, man. It's very cool.
And thank you, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity.
1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. We were talking about some haunted stuff to get into earlier. And one of the cool things that you can get in on is the Harvest Moon Acres Corn Maze and Fun Park. They've got this over here in Goebbels. And they've got normally admission for four into this is going to cost you $60. It's usually 15 per person. And right now, if you open up the Seize the Deal tab at WRKR.com, you can actually take advantage. Admission for four to Harvest Moon Acres for only $30. So you're getting in for half the price. Harvest Moon Acres Corn Maze and Fun Park in Goebbels. They've got so much stuff there. They've got a kid's zip line, pumpkin saloon shootout, pumpkin slingshot. Of course, they got the cider and the donuts. They got the barnyard board games, the animal barn. They got the mini corn maze, and they have the 5-acre Bigfoot myth or real themed corn maze. So much to do at Harvest Moon Acres Corn Maze. That's out in Goebbels. Again, the Seize the Deal tab, WRKR.com. You're going to save half off your entry for four. You're going to get four people in for only $30 on the Seize the Deal tab. They're limited, so get them now at WRKR.com. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse, and it's time to get this party started as we welcome back into the Prairie Farm studio our good friend Zoe Turner from BC Pizza Kalamazoo. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the studio. How you doing?
I'm I'm tired.
Yes, but we are here to jack things up a little.
Yeah, we're here to pump you up.
Indeed. We are back for Workplace of the Week, of course. I wanted to check in with you. How are things going over there at BC Pizza?
Oh, man, we've been slammed. It's been amazing.
Slamming and jamming, huh?
Slamming and jamming, yeah. It's been amazing. It's been great. It's been exhausting, but worth it, you know?
Yeah, you guys stay really busy over there. Of course, you do your lunch buffet through the week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 11 to 2, Monday through Friday, and it is, I mean, it's a deal you can't beat. $11.99 for all you can eat, and you get to request what you want.
Yeah, and salad and breadsticks. I mean, yeah. the whole thing. On top of that, too, you guys have extended your hours on certain days to do late nights.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 a.m., and then Saturday from 1 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Wow. How's that? And that, I take it that's been going really well so far.
Yeah, it's been going really well. We're still trying to promote more deliveries, but overall, it's been great.
That's cool. People can just pick those up from the store, right?
Yeah, yeah. We got a doorbell on the front door. We got a nice little sign out there now. It's
very
a
nice
whiteboard sign with wood trim around it. It says, ring the doorbell when you get here.
Nice. Yeah, ring the bell when you're here.
But we need to bring you your pizza.
So what you got going on this weekend?
Well, this weekend, personally, I'm moving, but...
Oh, man.
Yeah, a lot of work.
So you actually get a day off?
I know, right? I get a weekend off. It's amazing.
Whoa.
Yeah, but this weekend at the shop, we're slamming and jamming some more pies. Can't stop.
Yes, indeed. And there's a certain feature pizza that you hit them with usually every weekend. So let us know what this new feature pizza is.
Yeah, the new featured pizza of the week is the Smokehouse Mac and Cheese. We're going back to our roots. We're going back... to the most delicious pizza on our menu with our homemade mac and cheese, our homemade smoked pulled pork, our barbecue sauce, crispy onions, you can't get enough of those, and a nice helping, healthy, of course, of cheddar cheese.
I'm telling you what, this is a fat kid's dream pizza because I am a fat kid and
me too.
I freaking love this pizza. It is so good. And, you know, it's one of those things that, like, you think a kid would come up with, like, I'm going to put macaroni and cheese on a pizza. It seems unnecessary until you take that first bite and you're like, this is very necessary. I was wrong the whole time.
Well, growing up, like, we went to CeCe's and they had a mac and cheese pizza. So when we opened this and I found out we had one, I was like, oh, man, this is bringing me back to, like, my childhood, you know?
Exactly.
And I actually had quite a few people say that. And I'm like, yes, I love it.
Awesome. Well, we got to get into our workplace of the week. We partner with you guys to throw a pizza party for local workplaces here who support The Rocker and Jim at work. So we want to throw you guys a pizza party with BC Pizza. So Zoe, hit them up with that new workplace of the week.
It is Bronson Internal Medicine in Battle Creek, Jessica Harvey.
Jessica, congratulations.
Come on,
you
Jessica.
Are our new workplace of the week. So we're going to get your info. We're going to throw you guys a pizza party next week. And again, if you want to get signed up, your workplace for Workplace of the Week, click that workplace button, the 1077RKR app and at WRKR.com. It's very, very simple. And we'll announce our new Workplace of the Week winner right around this time next Friday. Zoe, you sticking around for first beer?
Of course.
Smart decision.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Yay! Hey! It is time for a beer as we are back with Presidential Brewing Company. Jake, back in the house. What's up, brother?
Oh, man. It is the end of September already. What in the world?
Man, time flies. Time has flown. The summer has gone by. We're officially in fall. But you know what? That don't mean the beer don't stop because we're here for first beer of the weekend. How are you doing this week, man?
It's good, man. It does turn out. Yeah, beer pours year round at Presidential. And today I brought with me one of our weird, quirky beers that for some reason, I didn't anticipate this being a top seller for us because I must have been poorly informed. But Dill Clinton is in the house today. Dill Clinton.
I love it.
And for those of you that have never tried this beer before, this is really, it's a pretty simple beer. It's a cream ale with a pickle in it.
Dude, and it works.
And for some reason, the electrolytes, the whole vibe, and the pickly treat at the end is really what I think a lot of people get into.
I'm a little extreme. I like to pour a little pickle juice in mine.
Extra pickle juice. Nice. Yeah.
It really does. No, it really complements ale, man. I don't know how you did it, but it's perfect.
So it's crazy.
Cheers this up.
Cheers. Yeah, and I think the craziest part about this beer, too, is that this was actually the first time we ever served this. It was an April Fool's joke. And Kaylee got this idea because she was at the bar once, and they asked her if she wanted a pickle with her beer, and she thought they would just, like, bring her a pickle. And so instead it showed up in her beer, and they're like, here's your Michigan martini. And she just kind of lost it over this whole experience. And then we thought, what if we did that at the brewery and we could call it Dill Clinton? So on April Fool's Day, I don't know, 2021, something like that. And we made this pickle beer and put this out. And then on April 2nd, we didn't have it, and there was anarchy, chaos surrounded us. People were angry that the pickle beer was gone. And I'm like, okay, I guess, like, sure, if this is, and ever since then, I'm telling you, this is one of our top sellers every year. It's crazy. Pickles and
so
beer.
So crucial.
Pickles and beer. It's the craziest thing.
I find that so funny, too. The next day, people came back.
Yeah.
For the pickle beer. It wasn't even, like, because obviously they would have had to been there to know it was a thing.
Yeah.
They show back up. I'm like, where is it? And I'm like, That was a joke.
That was supposed to be just funny.
And they're like, no games out here. Yeah. Get it back. No, dude, this is so good. That's why I love this beer. It's a very mellow beer.
And it is.
Again, I would never think of putting pickle juice in a beer, but I'm sitting here like, glub, glub, glub.
Yeah.
It tastes really good. So we're coming up to the end of summer, as you mentioned. What do you guys got cooked up as far as your summer concerts?
Yeah, so this is our last weekend with shows, and it's bittersweet this time of year. You know, we just never know what the weather's going to be from one week to the next, and usually October brings it hard with the rain. So
yeah,
we close it out in the end of September. That means tonight is Yacht Rock night, which is going to be fun.
Yes.
If you like Michael McDonald and the Doobie Brothers, this is your night.
Exactly.
If I hear Yamo be there one more time, I'm going to Yamo burn this place to the ground. These guys are really stinking good. There's like a guy in the band that has a triangle. Like, how often do you get to see a band with a triangle?
Right, exactly.
And chimes and everything. Also, if you wear your like Yacht Rock, get your boat shoes, get your Hawaiian shirt. If you wear all that tonight.
Beautiful.
You're going to get a beer for $1, off of the draft list. So that's tonight. And then tomorrow night is our annual glow party. This is how we close out every summer concert season. Think neon, glow sticks, black lights. We've got a DJ coming out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great time with the glow party. It's one of our favorite things. Honor Credit Union, by the way, also paid for all the general admission for a glow party tomorrow night. So, free for you if you want to come out for general admission. It's going to be an awesome time. Super, super excited about that. Also with that one, wear your glow stuff, wear your black light, your white t-shirts with neon colors all over it. If you wear that, you also get any beer for $1.
Heck yeah. I was going to say, people are going to be drinking cheap this weekend because you're also going to give off half off their first pour of Dill Clinton tonight, correct?
That's right. Yeah, today only. Come and get half off your first pour of Dill Clinton because that's what we drank on the radio today. Come out and tell everybody that you heard it on 107.7, and we'll make sure that you get your discount.
Heck yeah. So we're going to help you do that, too, because we're going to give you a $20 gift certificate right now to Presidential Brewing Company, 978-1077. Caller number 7, you're going to win a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company, and you're going to get that first pour for half off tonight, this delicious Dill Clinton, as you're going to be enjoying some
Yacht Rock. I got you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, 978-1077. Let's do this. Cheers. First beer of the weekend. Taking it to the street. Taking it to the street.